The Bible lesson for the sermon is a text read with special emphasis on verse 14. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Let us pray. Lord God, we ask you to send your Holy Spirit to be with us these moments, that we can comprehend the meaning of your word and apply it to the needs of our lives. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, all people seek survival, and especially King Ahaz at this time, when the spears of the overwhelming enemies point down all of the roads entering into Jerusalem. He's deeply concerned about genocide and Holocaust, as every generation and every race and even ourselves as individuals are concerned. And he's reaching out, seeking in the context of this text and the besieging of the city for help, for an answer to his need. In fact, he burns his own sons, thinking he's doing God a favor. And in this context, Isaiah comes to him and says, you ought to seek a sign from God. Ahaz brushes it aside politely from his training in foreign policy and diplomacy. Isaiah says, you'll get a sign anyway. And then he tells us about the miraculous power of God that conceives a son in a virgin, and when he's born, his name shall be Emmanuel, God with us. And this is fulfilled then, as described in Matthew, the first chapter, verse 23. Mary, the virgin, miraculously conceived by the Holy Spirit, bears a son, and his name is Jesus. Emmanuel means the God of power who would be with us to help us. Jesus means he will help us. And the first thing that we notice here is that in Advent, that's true, he comes to us. The preposition God with us, he comes to us. Not that we can do it by our working like Ahaz tries by burning his sons. He comes to us. He's a God of power. His presence is described in many verses in him. We live and move and have our being from him, through him, and to him are all things. He is a God who is with us. And when he is not with us, we are discouraged and in great danger. Jonah described that when he was down in a stormy sea. He says, I'm wrapped in a seaweed and the bubbles are going up. God better come in a whale of a hurry and be with him. Moses said it in a dangerous going to the promised land. He says, God, if you aren't with us, we are lost. I remember working with a fellow who used to be a Lutheran. I was working my way through the seminary at the time. And we were working in a motel, managing that thing day and night. And there'd be people in the lobby. And this fellow had become a Marxist, a communist. And he would tick off on his fingers the thesis, the antithesis, the synthesis, and quote the dialectical materialism of atheistic communism to the audience that would listen. Years later, he had a heart attack. And then he was in the hospital, in St. Anne's Hospital, and I called on him. And he appreciated the friendly visit, and I said to him at the end, Charlie, you want me to pray for you? He nodded yes. I prayed for him, and tears ran down his cheeks And I could see in the color of his face that this was the last time I would be seeing him. I said, "Charlie, you want to pray the Lord's Prayer with me?" And he did. Now, in this crisis, he wanted God to be with him. And God is a God of powers with us, but he's personal in Jesus Christ. He is a God who is for us, who died for us. And we need that meaning in life, that purpose, that we are bought with a price. Now, the presence of God didn't only take place on those roads reaching into Jerusalem, where the Assyrians threatened the Samaritans, but along Route 30 also. We need him here too. Karen, freshman at a fine university on the edge of Route 30, started this fall, beautiful as a queen, high grades in college, went back home on the weekend, and discovered her parents were going to get a divorce. And that so uprooted this girl. Her identity was threatened. She went back to college with one last desperate telephone call, called her father, who was the instigator of this divorce, and tried to persuade him to keep the marriage together. And he persisted in his pursuit of the divorce, and she slammed the receiver down, and she says, "And life isn't worth living." Put the backpack on, the pills from the medicine cabinet, went out across Route 30 to a field and the woods, and took off of the backpack, gulped the pills, got to the middle of the field where helicopter pilots and search dogs found her 2 weeks later, her corpse. We want to survive too, just as Ahaz did. And the Word of God says to us, we better seek a relationship with God and let him come into our lives and let him be in Jesus, the God who died for us to give us purpose, that the blood of Jesus can reconcile and hold these people together in marriages and in families and in the identity of their own selfhood, which Karen lost. But she couldn't pay the price no more than the burning of the children of Ahaz could. As Arthur Miller said, we cannot, when he commented on Marilyn Monroe's suicide, atone. Christ atoned. He's the God for us. And he sends with the Father the Holy Spirit to work through us to bring this message of the presence of God to the people who need the help. My son was in college. He came home one evening, and in the newspaper was a picture of the stadium of the big university where he was commuting to study. And there was a diagram with the picture of the university's stadium with an arrow going down, and that's where the student had plunged to his death. And my son says, "Oh no, he shouldn't have done that." And in sorrow he says, "Somebody should have told him that God loved him." And this boy, you could just see his life developing. He's a professor in college, and he has Bible studies, and he has prayer groups for these young people to keep their identity, to keep their meaning in life together. God works through us, through his Holy Spirit, even as he does through us. We have a chance tonight to consider evangelism in one of our congregations, to knock on doors tomorrow. The Spirit will go working through us, and there will be people there in those homes waiting and ready, that God has prepared their hearts. The Assyrians are outside the gate of their lives too. And they will listen. God works through us. I went out to a congregation less than a year ago saying, "We need missionaries, we need pastors. You have some faithful young man who study for the ministry. Why don't you encourage him?" "Oh," they answered, "we have. He's going to start in the fall." And he has started. And he's already told others, like some of you have. And they are decided they're going to come. And the Holy Spirit will work through them. And they will bring this message of the presence of God to many. And Jesus says, I am with you always, even unto the end of the ages. To the end of the world. And the end of the world of our experience comes soon, only too soon. And then, we need that presence of God more than ever. Christ says to the thief on the cross, again using the preposition of presence, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the 23rd Psalm reads, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Emmanuel, with me, to help me in this grief and in this fear, to give me courage and strength. And the Thessalonians and Colossians epistles, we shall be caught up to be together and with Christ, the living and the dead. And in the last book of the Bible, with all of the saints and with Christ. Even while I was researching and preparing for this morning, the phone rang twice. The first time, a long distance call, 700 miles from one of our graduates from this spring's class in deep sorrow. He used the words of this, being saints together. He says, my father was sainted yesterday. He came to visit me, 56 years old, and died of a massive heart attack. And I talked to him to try to encourage him, telling him that I had conducted the funeral of both of my parents in the last year, and he got courage, and he has had that experience now of conducting the funeral of his father. And the other was from a pastor whose father-in-law died 2,000 miles away, wanting help in his parish. And when I went there and preached and prayed, not knowing who was in the audience, a young lady came out through the door and shook my hand and introduced herself. She says, I am the pastor's daughter. I want to thank you for your words and for your prayers. They help me. The God who is with us helps us. Amen.